Today's shir is Masechta Ksuvos, Daf Lamed Aleph. We will begin on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amar Aleph, on the top line, Guf Amar of Chizda. As we had learned, there's a rule of Kimlei B'drabba Menei that teaches us that if somebody does an Aveiro for which there's a Chiv, Mises Bezdin, and also a different punishment, Kimlei B'drabba Menei teaches us that we only give the harsher punishment. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana in the previous shir taught us that this halacha does not only apply to Chiv Mises Bezdin, but it also applies to Chiv Kares. Said Rav Chizda, as a follow-up to what Rav Nechunya ben Akana said, Gufa Amar Rav Chizda, Maid Rav Nechunya ben Akana, that even though Rav Nechunya ben Akana applies the concept of Kimlei B'drabba Menei even by Chiyuv Kares, he will agree Begoinav Chelboi Shel Chaveroi V'Ochloi, if somebody stole Chelev from someone else and he ate it, Shu Chayiv, that he will be Chayiv for the Gneva, paying for the Gneva, and also he will be Chayiv Kares for eating Chelev, Shu Kvanis Chayiv B'Gneva, the obligation for the Geneva came Kodem Shiyavol Dei Issa Chelev, before the Chiyav for eating Chelev came. In other words, what Rav Chizda taught us was that in order to apply the principle of Kimlei B'drabba Menei, the two punishments, the two Averis, have to come simultaneously. But if one Avera comes before the other, as in this case, first he ate Chelev, and then first he stole it, then he ate it, no one will apply the concept of Kimlei B'drabba Menei. And the Mefarshim ask, this principle, that in order to apply the concept of Kimlei B'drabba Menei, we have to have both Einshin, both punishments, come simultaneously, is a din that everyone holds. Even the Rabbanon, when they apply Kimlei B'drabba Menei, as we said at the beginning of our shir, by Achiv Mises Bezdin. So ask the Mefarshim, Why did Rav Chizda choose to teach us this concept that the two punishments have to come simultaneously according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, whom the halacha does not follow? Wouldn't it be better that Rav Chizda should teach us this din according to Rabbanan? Answer the Mefarshim that Rav Chizda was telling us a chiddush, that even though Rav Nechunya ben Akana has such a broad application of Kimlei B'drabba Menei and even applies it to a Chiyuv Kares, that still doesn't change the fact that the two Einshim have to come simultaneously. And that's why Rav Chizda chose to teach it to us according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana. And I saw that the Mefarshim take this pshat further. What is the Chiddush in Rav Nechunya ben Akana? That even though the punishment is a Chiyuv Kares, for which only Shemayim is aware, Chiyuv Kares is a punishment that's given bin Shemayim, it's not given by Bezdin, and bin Shemayim, they certainly are aware that this individual is going to be Chayiv for two punishments, because in Shemayim everything is known, still teaches us Rav Chizda that if the two Einshim do not come simultaneously, Rav Nechunya ben Akana also does not apply the concept of Kimlei B'drabba Menei. But the Mefarshim asks, Rechsam Seifa asks a different question. He says, as we learned in the previous year, where did Rav Nechunya ben Akana teach us this halach of Kimlei B'drabba Menei even by Chayiv Kares? He taught it to us by Yom Kippur, as the Gemara said in the previous year. Rav Nechunya ben Akana haya oisa Yom Kippurim kishabbos. He treated Yom Kippur kishabbos. So why, when the Gemara wants to teach us, when Rav Chizda wants to teach us halachas about Kimlei B'drabba Menei, does he not teach it to us by Yom Kippur and tell us that if someone stole food or stole food and ate it on Yom Kippur, since the two Einshim do not come at the same time, the Chiyuv Geneva comes first, and only afterwards comes the Chiyuv for eating Yom Kippur, from the Chunim and Akana will not apply Kimayid Rabbanei. Why did Rav Chisda have to introduce a new situation into our Gemara, the situation of Chalif? Answer the Chassam Sofer. Because by Yom Kippur, it's obvious that the two punishments do not come at the same time. Because says the Chassam Sofer, on Yom Kippur, the Isser of eating is not the Isser Achila. The Isser is the Isser of being satisfied, of being satiated, which certainly comes much later than after when the person actually took the food. Therefore, Rav Chisda chose the case of Chalif, that even though there, the interval between taking the Chalif and eating and being over for eating the Chalif is a lot shorter than it is by Yom Kippur, still, since it's not exactly simultaneously, we don't apply the concept of Kimlei B'drabbanei. So what the Chassam Sofer is teaching us is that in order, the Chiv Achila on Yom Kippur is different than the Chiv Achila of all other Macholos Asuras. By all other Macholos Asuras, the Chiv is eating. Yom Kippur, the Chiv is the satisfaction. And the simplest proof to this concept is that we know that by all Macholos Asuras, the Shir is a Shir Kazayas, whereas by Yom Kippur, the Shir is a Kaseves. Why is the Shir different? Because Yom Kippur doesn't depend on a Shir Achila, it depends on the Shir of satisfaction. However, as the Paiskim, that this could possibly lead as much as to a, as much as this teaches us a Kula, and therefore the Halacha would be, the Paiskim say, that let's say someone ate a Kaseves on Yom Kippur, but part of it remained in his mouth and did not reach his stomach. The halacha would be that he's not chayiv. It should also teach us a chumrah. If by Yom Kippur the shir is satisfaction, what would be the halacha if one was fed intravenously? He didn't eat anything, but he's certainly satiated and he's certainly satisfied. According to the Chassam Sofer, should he not be a chayiv for achila on Yom Kippur? Says Rav Chaim Oizer in the Achiezer, and the Masham says the same in the Tshuvas, that even the Chassam Sofer, who says that the Ikka Isser, the main Isser on Yom Kippur, is satisfaction, will agree that it has to come through a Derech Achila, through a normal way of eating. And since eating intravenously or in any one of those other ways is not a normal way of eating, on Yom Kippur, one will not be chayiv for such an achila, even though he's actually satiated. Says the Gemara, Lema pleid Rav Avin. Should we say what Rav Chisda says contradicts what Rav Avin said? Dom Rav Avin, Hazar Chet Metchilas Arba L'Soif Arba. If someone throws an arrow four amis in the Shus Rabim, and as the arrow is traveling, the Korah Shiroim B'Lichosai, it tears someone else's clothing, potter. He's potter, we say Kimlei B'Drabbanei, he's Chai Misa for Chilul Shabbos, and therefore we say Kimlei B'Drabbanei. Shakira Tzorech Anochihi, because Rav Oven says, we say that the Malacha began from when he lifted the arrow. So shouldn't we say the same here, that the Achila began, Hochinami Hagbo Tzorech Achilihi, that the Achila began from when he picked up the Chalev, and therefore he should be considered that the two Einshim came simultaneously, and we should be able to apply the concept of Kimlei B'Drabbanei. And as the Shita Mukubetzes points out, Rav Ovin and Rav Chisda are actually both Amoroim, and they can disagree. But the Shita says it was difficult for the Gemara to accept that Rav Ovin and Rav Chisda, who are both speaking about the concept of Kimlei B'Drabbanei, should have such a wide difference of opinion, and Rav Ovin will hold that we do apply in such a situation Kimlei B'Drabbanei, and Rav Chisda doesn't. However, Dafla asks a question. Why does the Gemara speak about a situation where one threw the arrow, and while the arrow was traveling, it ripped someone's clothing? Why didn't the Gemara speak about a situation where somebody was walking, and as he was walking, he also ripped, as he was walking and carrying something, he ripped someone else's clothing, and that should be a situation of Kimle ben Rabbanei. Says Rav Naftali Trop, such a situation, everyone will agree that is not relevant to the concept of Kimle ben Rabbanei. Because Rav Naftali explains, the simplest way, the simplest case of Kimle ben Rabbanei is where one does one act, and for that one act there are two punishments. The Torah tells us, give the harsher punishment. For example, we will discuss in tomorrow's shiur, if one Jew hits another Jew, so there are two punishments. He deserves Malchus, and he deserves that he has to pay the damages. That's one act. And one act, he's chayiv, only one punishment. The Torah went further, says Rav Naftali, and says, Kimle ben Rabbanei could also be, if there's one person doing two acts that are connected to each other, that at the same time, that they'll also be Kimle ben Rabbanei. That's why our Gemara, that as the arrow is flying, it rips someone's clothing. So for that act, he's chayiv for Chilul Shabbos. He can't be chayiv for Hezek. But when he's carrying something, and at the same time he's ripping something, since those two acts are totally not connected, everyone will agree that Kimle ben Rabbanei cannot be said. But the Gemara's question is, that just like we say that the Akira is the beginning of the Melacha, and therefore as long as it's taking place, we could apply Kimle ben Rabbanei. Why don't we say the same thing if somebody picked up the Chalev? We should say Kimle ben Rabbanei, and he should be potter for the Geneva. So the Gemara, Hachi Hashta. The two situations cannot be compared. The definition of carrying on Shabbos means that he did an Akira and then an Hanocha. That is called Haitzah. Hacha, however, here, Efshala Achila B'loi Akbar. The Achila does not require lifting up the boy, because he wanted Gochen V'Ochel. He could lower his head, says Rashi, within three tefachim of the ground, and therefore he won't have any Akbar. So therefore the Akbar is not considered essential to the Achila, and since the Akbar is not considered essential to the Achila, it cannot be connected to it. Taisus disagrees with Rashi, and Taisus says that we don't have to explain that it's referring that he kept it below three tefachim. Taisus says it could be even that Hagbah could be even by a tefach, and therefore Taisus says that the Gemara means that he lowered his head to below a tefach and ate. Or another pshat, Taisus says there's not requiring lifting at all. Someone else can feed him, as we learned in the previous year. So the Hagbah and the Achila are not at all connected. The Har Tzvi says that this halacha of Akira Tzorech Hanocha is unique even in Hilchos Shabbos, that the only malacha we connect the two parts, the Akira and the Hanocha, is only by Tzor. For example, says the Har Tzvi, the halacha is to be chayif for Tzor, one will have to be chayif for Ksiva, one has to write two letters. There is no requirement that when he writes the first letter, he also has in mind that he's going to write the second letter. The two letters are two separate chiyuvim, that just, when he wrote two letters, he did a malacha. Akira Tzarech Hanocha is unique to the malachas Haitzah. Says Taisus further, now that we learned that the Hagbah and the Achila are not connected, for an Achila could take place, as we gave a number of examples, without a Hagbah, therefore, even if this person chose to eat with a Hagbah, that Hagbah cannot be connected to the Achila, because we see the Achila and the Hagbah are not necessarily connected. Inami, another difference between Akira and Hanocha and everything else, is Hasam Iboyla Adure. In the case, Iboyla Adure, Limatzala Hadalai. By the arrow, once he throws it, it's not reversible. He can't take it back. Hacha, however, by picking up the chalev, matzah mahadalei, he could change his mind after he picked up the chalev. Ask the Gemara, my ikabat hailishna al hailishna. The Gemara has given us two explanations in Agbar Tzarech Hanocha, Akira Tzarech Hanocha. One pshat is that it's one act, the Akira and the Hanocha define Melechus HaTzar, and another pshat is that it's non-reversible. After the throwing is done, it's non-reversible. What would be a practical nafkamina? Says the Gemara, if somebody was carrying a knife, and as he's carrying the knife, he rips somebody else's clothing. According to the Mandom that says that from the Akira to till the Hanoch, it's considered one melacha. So it's considered that he's a mill of carrying, and we'll apply Kim Lebed Rabbanei, and will not be responsible to pay for the clothing. Hachinami, Yevshala Hanocha B'loi Akira. However, Lahach Lishna Amrit, Leimatzu Lahadalei, that what makes the Akira unique is that it's not reversible, that's only when he threw an object. That's not reversible. However, Hocha Matzma Hadalei, when he's carrying, he could stop carrying, it could stop that act, and we will not apply the concept of Kimlai B'd Rabbanei. Gufa, says the Gemara, Omer of Oven, Hazar Chet Metchilas Arba L'Soif Arba, if somebody throws an arrow for Dalet Amos in the Rishus Rabbim, V'kara Shroin Be'al Chosoi, and as this arrow is traveling, it tore someone's clothing, Potter, we say Kimlai B'd Rabbanei, Shakira Tzarecha Nochihi, we say that we're in the middle of the Malacha Shabbos, and since the Malacha Shabbos, there is a Chiyiv Mises Bezdin, we apply the concept of Kimlai B'd Rabbanei, and he won't be responsible to pay for the clothing. Masra Bibi Barabaya, it says in a Braisa, Hagoynif Kis B'Shabbos, if somebody steals someone else's wallet in Shabbos, Chayiv. He's Chayiv, and he's chayiv for both the wallet and for Malacha Shabbos. Shekvad nischayiv b'geneva, he's chayiv for the geneva as soon as he lifts the wallet. Koydim shiavol day isaskila. For isaskila, for Malacha Shaitzah and Shabbos, he's only chayiv when he carries out the wallet from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus Rabbin. On the other hand, continues the Braisa, Hoy Megara V'yotzi, Megara V'yotzi, if he was schlepping out the wallet, so he never did a Hagbah, so he's only Chayiv for the Geneva when the wallet is brought into the Rishus HaRabim, and we'll discuss this more on Amud Beis, Potter, because there we do apply Kim Lebed Rabbanei, Shrei Issa Shabbos, this is Shabbos, and Geneva both come when it was removed into the Rishus HaRabim, so we apply Kimlai with Rabbanei. Ask the Gemara, Vamai, Hachanami, Lema, Hagbot, Tzarechi, even in the first case, we should say that when he picked up the wallet, since his intention of picking up the wallet was to carry it out, so that should be considered that the Melacha Shabbos already began. And as Tosfos explained, the Gemara is going here, according to the Man D'Omer, that carrying is a, that Akira Tzarech Hanocha, the first explanation of Akira Tzarech Hanocha, that as soon as we pick it up, even if it's a reversible act, it's considered that the Melacha Shabbos began, so why over here is he Chayiv if he picked it up and then carried it out? Why don't we say that he really began the Melacha Shabbos? But according to Tosfos' explanation of the Gemara, the halacha would be that according to the second version, what makes Akira Tzarech Hanocha is only when the Akira is not reversible, which is only when the object was thrown. Here the object is not being thrown. We could very well understand the Braisa. Says the Gemara, Hocha v'may iskinen, our Gemara is referring to a situation, kigon shigbiyoy amanas letzniyoy, that he picked it up with the intention to hide it in the house. And then he changed his mind. So when he picked it up, was only done when the intent for Geneva, and therefore it's chai for Geneva. Even though, as the Shita Mekubetzes points out, certainly when he picked it up and his intent was to put it in the house, he did not have in mind to leave it there permanently, because he wanted to steal it. Leaving it in the house of the person who he's stealing it from doesn't accomplish his goal, since at this point it's still considered a Maisa Geneva. The Mefarshim make a very interesting diuk in the Braisa that we learned. The Braisa, first Braisa, says, Shekvan Schayev B'Geneva Kodem Shabal Isseskila. So the Shabbos is called an Isseskila. But the same Braisa in the next part says, Shrei Issa Shabbos B'Geneva. Issa Shabbos is called Issa Shabbos, not as Isseskila. And the Mefarshim try to understand why did the Braisa change the terminology. Explains the Shita. In the Reisha, the Braisa is teaching us that we don't apply the concept of Kimle with the Rabbanei. So he's telling us that even though it's an Issa Skila, since the Issa Skila and the Issa Geneva do not come simultaneously, we do not apply the concept of Kimle with the Rabbanei. The Sefer, on the other hand, is teaching us that we are applying the concept of Kimle with the Rabbanei. In the Sefer, we're applying the concept of Kimle with the Rabbanei. Says the Shita, we apply it so broadly, as we mentioned in the previous year, that not only in a case where the person is actually going to be chayiv Mises Bezdin, but even in a case where he did the Avera B'Shoigig, he did the carrying B'Shoigig, so he won't l'maisa be chayiv Mises Bezdin, it's a chayiv Mises Shoigin, we still apply the concept of the Kimle with Rabbanei. That's why the Braisa calls it Issa Shabbos. There won't be an Issa Skila. He was a Shoigig. Still, we will apply the concept of Kimle with Rabbanei. The Rishonim also ask, in the case of Megarer V'Yotze, why is he chayiv for carrying? There is no Akir of Ahanocha. As we have been discussing, the fundamental rule of carrying in Shabbos requires an Akir of Ahanocha. Here, there is no Akira, he's just schlepping it out. So the Ramban explains that the case here actually is that the Rishus HaRabim is higher than the Rishus HaYochid. So as he schleps it out from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim, it's moving up, and that's why he's chayiv. Another pshat is the pshat of the Ravid. According to the Ravid, is a Hanocha, Akira and Hanocha required when one is carrying in the Rishus HaRabim. So to be considered that he carried Dalet Am Rishus Rabim, an Akira and Hanocha required. But when one is going from one Rishus to another Rishus, as in the case of Megarer V'Yotzei, even without an Akira, just the changing of Rishuyas is automatically considered like an Akira took place. Tosfos asks a different question. Tosfos asks that we know that an Akira requires that the item should be lifted up 3 tefachim. On the other hand, for Geneva, only a tefach is required, according to Tosfos. So why is the Gemara saying in the Reisha that a goyin of kis b'Shabbos, we don't say kimel b'Rabbanei, because the Itzah comes later? Of course it comes later. The Hagbah is immediate, and the Akira is only after 3 tefachim. So Taisa says it could be referring to a situation where the item that's being stolen is on a table. There, if you lifted a tefach, you certainly lifted it more than 3 tefachim, because the table's more than 3 tefachim above the ground, and therefore the Akira for Geneva and Hoitzah happen at the same time. So the Gemara explained the reason why in the Reisha it's considered that the Geneva came before the Hoitzah is because when the person picked it up, he had no intent of carrying it out. He only changed his mind later to carry it out. Ask the Gemara if that was what happened, that when he lifted the item, he did not have an intention of carrying it out, but would it be chayiv for carrying under those circumstances. Vamrav Simon Amrav Ami Amrav Yochan Hamafana Chafetz Mizavis Lazavis. If somebody's carrying things from one corner to another house in his house, Avinimachalem Vitzin, and then he changes his mind to carrying it out, Potter, he's not chayiv for Hotzah. Shla Hoysa Akira Rishar Rishonalkak. Since when he did the Akira, he didn't intend to carry it out. So here too, if he didn't intend to carry it out, why would it be chayiv? Because as the Rishonim explained, in order to be chayiv on Shabbos, there's a requirement of meleches machsheves. It has to follow the model as it was in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, when they carried an item from Shusayocha to Shusarabim, when they lifted the item, their intent was to carry it to the Shusarabim. Here, however, there was no intent to carry it to the Shusarabim. And this is not to be confused, say the Rishonim, with Shoigig. Because when one does an Avera b'Shoigig, he's doing the Avera. He may not realize it's an Avera. He may not realize it's Shabbos. But he's doing the full-fledged Melacha. But here, the Melacha is deficient if he didn't intend to do the Akira with the intent of carrying it out. Says the Gemara, Loitema, don't explain what he's meaning to do is amnas latznioi, that he meant to hide it, and therefore, and if he changed his mind, there certainly would not be a chiv hoitzah, el amnas lahitzia. He didn't, when he lifted it, he had a mind to carry it out. So if he lifted it and had a mind to carry it out, asked the Gemara. And we're learning that Akira is a tzarech hanocha, so that the Melacha Shabbos also began then, so why don't we apply Kimleb with the Rabbanei? What are we referring to here? Kisha Omad, that he stopped. And he stopped, and therefore that Akira for Melech Shabbos ends, and he's only left with the original lifting for Geneva, and he doesn't have left any Melech Shabbos. He only starts the Melech Shabbos again when he walks again. Asked the Gemara, Omad Lamai, what did he stop to stand for? Ilakasif, if he just stopped to fix the load on his shoulder, Rochehu, that's not considered stopping. Elava Omad Lofush, it must be that he stopped because he wanted to take a rest, and that ends the original Maisa Akira, which therefore only remains now a Maisa Geneva, and then he starts again walking from the Shusayocha to Shusarabin. Aval Kasef, what does that mean? That were he just to stop, only to adjust the load on his shoulder, my, what would be the halacha? Potter. Then we would say that since when he lifted the item, his intent was both to do Geneva and Hoitzah, will apply the concept of Kimlei B'Drabbanei. So ask the Gemara, Adetane Hoy Megar V'Yoytze Megar V'Yoytze. Why, when the Braisa wanted to teach us the case of where we apply the concept of Kimlei B'Drabbanei, did the Braisa speak about a case? And this is the way that we've shown him explain the Gemara, with a case where he was schlepping it out, Niflik V'Nisa B'Dedor, which is not even a usual case. Usually items are carried out, Niflik V'Nisa B'Dedor. The Braisa should have made the following distinction. But Medvar Amurim, when do we not apply the concept of Kimlei B'Drabbanei by Medlofosh, that if the person lifted the item with the intention of stealing it and carrying it out, and then he stopped to rest, so the Meleches Shabbos stops, and therefore he's just left with the Meleches, with the Avera of Geneva, and he's Chai for Geneva, and then when he starts again, the Meleches Shabbos comes afterwards, so Meleches Shabbos and Geneva are not simultaneous, and therefore we don't apply Kimlei B'Drabbanei. Avla Katef, but were he to stop just to adjust the load, that the Braisa will teach us is not considered a stop, and therefore the Meleches Shabbos and the Averis Geneva happen simultaneously, and it'll be Potter because we'll apply the concept of Kimlei B'Drabbanei. And again, as the Rishonim say, just like the Braisa could have made a distinction between where he stopped and didn't stop, but the Braisa is teaching us there's a difference between Omid L'Kasef and Omid L'Fush, which is a very fundamental halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, that what is considered a halachic stop and what is not considered a halachic stop. So shouldn't that be what the Braisa is using as an example to teach us this important din? Says the Gemara, Hamani, who is the Tana of the Braisa? Ben Azaihi. Dom Halkai Medami. Ben Azai holds that whenever somebody stops, whenever somebody walks, Ben Azai looks at a person walking as a series of starting and stopping, starting and stopping, because he lifts a leg and puts down a leg, lifts a leg and puts down a leg. So let's say someone picked up an object in the house with the intent of stealing it, and then he begins walking to the door. He automatically stopped, because every step, according to Ben Azai, is a stop. Ask Tosfos, if according to Ben Azai, every time a person walks, we view it as stopping and starting and stopping and starting, how could one ever be chayiv for carrying Dalet Amos and the Rosh HaRabim? There's never Dalet Amos. He's always stopping and starting, stopping and starting. So Tosfos says that this is a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. There's a special halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim that even though it's considered that he stopped and started, the Torah says, the Torah taught us that if somebody walks that way carrying an object from Shusha Rabbim, he's chai for Chilul Shabbos. Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that according to Ben Azai, the only time somebody's chayiv for carrying Dalet Amos Shusha Rabbim is if he jumped holding the chayfetz for Dalet Amos. Walking, Taka Ben Azai will hold, you never chayiv. However, as the Chassam Sofer, we know that the Gemara says that we don't blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and we don't take the Dalaminim on Sukkot, Shabbos, because it's a concern of Shema Yavirena Dalet Amos Brishus HaRabim. Ask the Chassam Sofer, if according to the Yerushalmi, according to Ben Azai, you could only be chayiv for Dalet Amos Brishus HaRabim if you jumped, jumping 4 amos, jumping over 8 feet, highly unusual. Why would Chazal make a gzeira for something which is highly unlikely? So the Chassam Sofer says that we'll notice that the Yerushalmi, when it says the gzeira of not taking the shofar on Shabbos, or not taking the lulav on Shabbos, isn't concerned about Shema Yavirena Dalet Amos Mishus HaRabim. The Yerushalmi is concerned Shem Yelech Mishus HaYochel Mishus HaRabim, which according to Ben Azai also is something that's very easy and a very, very, very easy to transgress. However, what about according to our Gersa? Our Gersa is that the reason we don't take the Lulav and the Shofar is Shem Yavirena. But according to the Yerushalmi, Shem Yavirena is so unusual. This is a question of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Answered his grandson, Rabbi Label Eiger, that when a person is doing a mitzvah, he runs to do a mitzvah. He jumps to do a mitzvah. And therefore, the concern is Shem Yavirena. He'll take such big jumps in his rush to do the mitzvah. Says the Pnei Menachem, this is very meduyik, because we find in Pirkei Avos, who is the man, the Omer? What does Ben Azai say? Ben Azai says, have a rotz l'mitzvah kala. Run to do a mitzvah. And therefore, there's a real concern that the person is going to jump the 4 amos to do the mitzvah. But according to this explanation, if somebody lifted a purse in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid and threw it to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, since we have here, when he lifts and throws the purse, both malachas happen the same time, both averis happen the same time, my potter, the halacha will be potter. So ask the Gemara, nifl v'nisla b'didah. So why did the Braisa have to bring the case of Megarer? The Braisa could have said, Bemedvam Amurim, when is the halacha that we don't say Kimlei with Rab Menei is only if the Ganif lifted the purse? And Mahalach, and he was walking with the purse, because as we just explained according to Ben Azai, the Geneva happened before the Haitzah. Alva Zarek, but if he threw, it would be Potter. Isn't that an easier way of explaining the Braisa, the bringing in the case of Megarer? Answers the Gemara Megarer v'Yotze Yitzchuk Halei. There is a need to tell us the halacha of Megarer, One would think that it's not considered haitzah when one schleps an item. That's not the way items are carried. The Braisa teaches us that that is indeed considered the malachas haitzah. And as Tosfos explains, even though before we asked that we shouldn't mention Megarav Yoytza, why do we have to bring Megarav Yoytza? So as we explained, if we're comparing the halacha of Oymed Lakatev and Oymed Lofush to the halacha of Megarer, Oymed Lakatev and Oymed Lofush is a much more important halacha to teach us. Because that's a fundamental halacha in Hilchos Shabbos and matters why and how you stopped. But now that we're saying that the Braisa has nothing to do with Oymed Lakatev and Oymed Lofush, the halacha of Megarer V'yotze does have a very relevant, is very relevant to teach us that that is considered carrying. Ask the Gemara B'mai, what kind of item are we teaching us that dragging it is considered haitzah? Iber Rav Ravi, if it's a large item, urchehu, that's the normal way of carrying large items. They're too heavy to carry, they're dragged out. And Iber Zutre, if they're small items, lav urchehu, it's not considered carrying, because who drags a small item? Even though I did see the Rishonim say that if a ganif had the only way to carry something out of the house was by schlepping it through a tunnel, it would be considered urche. But we're speaking in a normal situation, so, and the Brice is trying to teach us Hilchos Shabbos. What kind of item are we referring to? Ela b'mitzi is talking about a mid-sized purse, and the Brice is teaching us that that's considered a normal way of carrying, and it would be kichaya for haitzah. Continue the Gemara in analyzing the Brice. The afke lahacha, Leicha, exactly to where did he schlep this item? Either afkil shus rabim, if he took it out to shus rabim, so isha shabbos zikah, we could understand what is in isha shabbos. He schlepped it from the rishus ayochid to the shus rabim, it's a geneva lekah, because here there was no hagbah. And as we are going to explain now, there are two ways how the ganif acquires and does a maisa geneva, either through hagbah, lifting, or Mashicha, or schlepping. But Mashicha has to be done into the Ganif's Rishus. Here he's schlepping it into the Rishus HaRabim. So how could it be considered Nisa Geneva? If on the other hand we'll explain the Afkel Rishus HaYochid, that he did schlep it into the Rishus HaYochid, then there'll be Issa Geneva, but it's a Shabbos Lucky. He went from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. That's not considered Haitzah. Answers the Gemara, let's tzricha the afkel tzid Rishus Rabim. There are areas that are on the side of Rishus Rabim, and sometimes, and the people put up boundaries, barriers, to prevent people from Rishus Rabim walking there, but sometimes the people from Rishus Rabim, if the Rishus Rabim is very crowded, still walk in that area. Ask the Gemara, Ikre Belezer Ukman, according to which man the Omer will our Braisa be going? E. Rebbe Lezer, if it's following the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, Domit Tzidr Rishus Rabim, Rishus Rabim Domi, that he considers Tzidr Rishus Rabim like Rishus Rabim, so Issa Shabbos Ika, Issa Geneva Leka. We'll only have an Issa Shabbos because he considered Rishus Rabim. We won't have Issa Geneva because he took it into the Rishus Rabim, and as we said, there is no Mashicha into Rishus Rabim. If on the other hand we're following the opinion of the Rabbonin, the Amrit Tzidr Rishus Rabim, Lach Rishus Rabim Dami, that they considered Tzidr Rishus Rabim like Rishus Yachid, so Issa Geneva Ika, Issa Shabbos Leka. We'll have a Mashicha, but we won't have Aitzah. Answers the Gemara L'Olam Krebe Lezer. V'chiyam Rebe Lezer Tzidr Rishus Rabim Krishus Rabim Dami. Regarding what does he consider Rishus Rabim? Hani Mila Inyan Chayuvi in the Shabbos. As far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, Rebe Lezer says that the Tzidr Rishus Rabim have the category of Rishus Rabim. Since the Zimna Dachki Rabim Da'ili V'hosam, many times people, the crowd of Rishus Rabim go into that area. That's why it's considered Rishus Rabim. Aval Inyan Mikna, as far as being able to do Mashicha, Kani, it is considered Rishus HaYochid. My Tamad Allah Shichi Rabim, it isn't an area that is completely the Rishus HaRabim. And in fact, the Rambam points out, from here we see that Mashicha does not require that the item be taken all the way into the Rishus HaYochid. Rather, from here we see, says the Rambam, that as soon as the item enters the Rishus HaYochid, it's considered that he did the Mashiacha, and that's why the Chiyuv Shabbos and the Chiyuv Geneva come at the same moment. Rav Ashi gives a different explanation. He did indeed schlep the purse into Rishus Rabbim. But if he schlepped into Rishus Rabbim, we asked, where is the Mashiacha? Says the Gemara, Kishayin Tutsir of Yad Lamata Mishloi Shri Kiblai. He put his hand below three tefachim to the ground and put the purse into it. And like Rava says, Dama Rava, Yad Shal Adam Cheshuv like Arba Al Arba, a person's hand is always considered like it's a Dalad Al Dalad, and that's why it's considered a Kayim to Rishus Ayachim. Taisus points out that we cannot say that that the halach is that a person's area, the area around him, is considered Dalar Amis, and that's why it should be considered that it came into his Rishus, because Taisa says we only say that the Dalar Amis that are around a person are considered his Dalar Amis only regarding special dinim, regarding Gittin, or that if a get comes within 4 amos of the wife, it's considered that she received the get. But to say that regarding a mitziah, that anything that's within my dalar amos is considered mine. But to say it regarding geneva, says Taisus, we do not apply the din of dalar amos of a person, that the dalar amos around of a person are a person, and that's why we have to say it's his hand. However, the Pais can point out this halacha, that the hand of a person is considered his dalar am is considered like his dalar amis, has certain restrictions. The Paiskim say that Rekiv Eger says this, it has to be in the person's hand. Anything that's not actually in the hand, that's protruding from the hand, we will not say his hand has the ability to be koina. Another fact that the Paiskim say is that the person's hand, that it should be considered dalar amis, is only ledas, when the person intends to use his hand to be kind of the object. Otherwise, we don't say that a person's hand is considered dalar amis. And this halacha, that a person's hand is considered dalar amis, is very relevant to halacha on Sukkos. We know the halacha is that on the first day of Sukkos, the dalar minim must be lochem, must be owned by the person. So let's say a person doesn't have his own dalar minim. He asks his friend to give him, after he did the mitzvah, his dalar minim. But he has to make a kinyan. Now the question is, what kind of kinyan can be made? Because midar raisa, the only kinyan that's effective by metaltlin, the dalar minim on metaltlin, are kinyan kesef. But in yontif, a kinyan kesef cannot take place. So kinyan mashicha and kinyan hagba are only effective midrabbanim. So some Rishonim, the Machna Frayim, discussed this, say that even a kinyan derabbanan will affect, if the rabbanan said that the kinyan works, it'll work even midraisa, it'll be considered lochem. But many Achroinim and Rishonim say that we have to have a kinyan deraisa. What one type of kinyan that we could have, points out the Mishnah Berurah, is a kinyan chotzer, taking it into my house. But it's impractical that I'm in the shul and I want to use my friend's dal minim, that I should take it home to do a kinyan chotzer. So there are paiskim that say that by a matana, here it's matana, my friend is giving it to me, kinyan mashicha works. However, there are those that say that mashicha doesn't work midaraisa by matana. So we want to be yaitza all days and want to do a kinyan daraisa. And perhaps a kinyan mashiach and agbah will not work. What kind of kinyan can we do? Say the paiskim, do the kinyan of our gemara. Do a kinyan yad. Have it be put into your hand. But like we said, it has to be completely in your hand. The lulav can't be put flat. The lulav has to be put into your hand standing. And like that, you'll be able to do a kinyan yad. And that's how you'll be able to do kinyan yad. And it'll become, the dal mina will become lochem. So, Rav Ach Masni Hochi. This is the way Rav Ach explained the Braisa. However, Ravina Masni, Loilam the Afkil Rishus Rabbim, that he did take it from the Shusha Yochit to Rishus Rabbim. We asked if he carried it to Rishus Rabbim, where's the Geneva? Where's the Mashicha? Says the Gemara, Rishus Rabbim Namikona. Ravina holds that Mashicha could take place even the Rishus Rabbim.
And says the Gemara, "Tavai, but the Yukud Ham Masnitzkim Mefugi." The Machloikus of Acher and Vino, a Mashiach could take place in the Rishus Rabbim, is based on the understanding of the following Mishnah. That not it's, it says a Mishnah. The Mishnah says Masechta Bava Kama. If somebody, if a ganef was stealing someone's animal, and he was schlepping the animal out of the owner's home, and the animal died while it was still in the owner's home, potter, he's not chayiv for it because it died while it was still in the owner's domain. Higbiyoy, but at first he did, if he lifted it, so became the ganef. Or he took it out of the owner's domain and then died, and then the animal died chayif. So Ravina died from Reisha. Ravina that says Mashiach could take place in Shus Rabbim understands his halacha from the Reisha of this Mishnah. And Rav Achu says the Mashiach cannot take place in the Shus Rabbim learns it from the Sefer. Ravina died from Reisha. What does it say in the Reisha? Hoyimoshcha v'yotze, if he was schlepping it out and it died, Brishus Balam Potter. Tama. So what do we see? The Mace Brishus Balam. Because it died while it was still in the domain of the owner. How it seemed Brishus Balam for Mace. If it died once it was outside the domain of the owner, Chayif. Even though he pulled it into Rishus Rabbim. Because Mashiach was accomplished. So we see the Mashiach could be done in the Rishus HaRabbim. Ravachadayk Masefa. Higbioi, if he lifted it, Oishitzioi. So the Bryce is comparing Mashiach, Haitzah, to Yom Yitagbah. My Agbah does still Rishus say, what has Agbah accomplished? That by lifting it, it becomes in my Rishus. Af Haitzah Nami, only a Mashiach only is accomplished if Osel Rishus say. So Lord of Acha says the Gemara Kash Reisha. From the Reisha it seems that a Mashiach could be even Rishus a Rabbin. And according to Rav Acha, Mashiach cannot be Rishus a Rabbin. And Lord Vina Kash a Seifa. And like the Ritva points out, actually, the Reish and the Sefer are self-contradictory. The Gemara is only asking the question this way because it's because of Ach and Ravina made these diyukim. Says the Gemara, Reish lo Ravacha lo kasha. The Reish is not a problem to Ravacha. Kama de lo asel rishusay. As long as it doesn't come into the ganef's rishus, wherever it is, rishus ba'alim karina ba'alim, it's still considered like by the ba'alim. And Seifel Ravina Lakasha, because what was the basis of Rav Acha's explanation? Because Rav Acha compared Mashiach to Hagbah. And just like Hagbah, by lifting it, it comes into Rishus. He says Mashiach means, needs that it should come to Rishus. Says Ravina, no. We don't compare. Hagbah requires that it be brought into Rishus. Mashiach is accomplished even according to Ravina, even if it's not brought into Rishus, even if it's brought in to the Rishus HaRabbah.